This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. It is not intended to cause or induce breach of an existing agency agreement.
Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to Vancouver Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Scalina.
And I'm your other host, Matt Scalina.
And Matt, should say host, but also realtors with Oakwin Realty in downtown Vancouver. And there's a couple things we're doing today. One is we're going south.
I just want to say, clear the track. It's Eddie Lack.
Is that? That's not a thing.
No, but there was a, I think it's Eddie Shack. He was an old time NHL hockey player from like the 50s.
Named Eddie Shack?
I think so.
The Shack Attack.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is we got Eddie Lack, former Vancouver goaltender.
And Scottsdale luxury realtor.
And luxury realtor and investment expert.
This is a big deal. I've texted a few people. Eddie Lack's on the show. Vancouverites love Eddie Lack. And I mean, he was 2010-ish?
Yeah. I think it's a funny. A guy on the team was like, did you ask him? And he had like eight very specific questions about like specific games.
Yeah.
Like, remember like, when he was, and I was like, no, actually,
you were like, this isn't spitting chicklets.
Yeah.
we're a real estate show at the end of the day.
And so, that's what we talk mainly about with Eddie Lack is the Arizona market, what's going on, where the opportunities are, how that market is right now.
Yeah.
Because he's helping 80% of his clientele is Canadians buying in, or are Canadians buying in Arizona.
That's wild. 80%. So here's a couple things. So yeah, so today we talked to Eddie about Arizona, opportunities in Arizona. He's got like a best kept area that I think is actually a really good, like he's watching gaps in that market. And then we, next episode, this is part one of a two-part series on the US. And we're getting a lot of people asking us to talk to people in the US. I've had a lot of people reach out and say, look, we want to do some US investing. Or we'd like to buy a place. Do you guys have any insight? And the reality is we're very focused on the Lower Mainland.
That's right. The answer
province.
Is no.
The answer is it's a resounding no. But here's the thing. We're going to have this chat with Eddie Lack. Then we're going to talk. Part two of this series is with Alain Forget and Hatim Tichaut.
And these are two
cross-border banking at RBC.
Two guys from cross-border banking. And as Eddie points out, like RBC is the go-to for people down in Arizona who are looking to purchase. So
yeah.
Competitive rates, really attractive products. You don't need a credit score in the US. So I think these will work well together.
It's a 1-2 punch. It's get you fired up about the US and then let you know how you can get financing around it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. But what else do we have, Adam? The June stats came out yesterday. And a couple of people reached out because they got him on the live wire.
Yeah.
Man, it's a doozy of a market out there.
Is it safe to say, it's certain pockets of activity, but is it safe to say that the summer is having a big impact?
Well, one thing it's safe to say is that quarter point did not create the excitement some people thought. Here's a couple
including myself. Yeah, and I will admit, I was one of those people. I thought that the quarter point was going to change sentiment, really.
Yeah. Well, and you weren't alone. But here's the thing. Since June 2023, we're down in sales 19.1%. And last June, I remember being it wasn't that busy last June.
Right.
We're down almost 20%. We're 23.6% below sales volume in terms of the 10-year average. Here's the other thing. Since last June, there's 42% more listings on the market.
That's wild.
Which is wild. And I just wanted to think, Andrew Liss, who we are hopefully getting back on the show very soon.
Yes, big fan.
Who puts the stats out. Last time he was on the show, there was like about 8,000 active listings it was at the start of this year. And I remember him saying, for us to be in a truly balanced market, we need 15,000 listings.
Yeah.
Right.
And watch the inventory was his point. Right.
And at the time it was like, well, that seems almost impossible. Now we have 14,182 listings. Yeah. So we are almost at that magic 15,000 listings.
And you feel it. And here's what I feel, for sure. You feel it. Here's what, a couple things I want to note. So sales ratios. So we have, and just thinking about balance, you want to talk about balance here. Sales ratios, roughly anything about under 11% or so is a buyer's market. Anything over about 21%-ish is a seller's market. In between is roughly a balanced market. We've got 14% for downtown. Okay. We've got 13% west side houses, 21% west side condos, 13% east Vancouver houses, 24% east side condos. And who's leading the charge? I'll give you a hint.
Who's leading?
Body of water between us.
Oh, is it North Vancouver?
It's North Vancouver. I thought you were going to say it's Surrey. Yeah. No, here's the thing. North Vancouver. So here's what's wild about North Vancouver is the detached market is sitting at 25%, which is actually very slow for that market. That market's over the years we've watched, you know, really high.
I remember when
sales ratios.
A couple of years, Lynn Valley was 100% month after month, month after month.
And North Vancouver condos are 32%. So they're actually leading the charge. If you want to go skin of the onion here and actually really think about it, we still have stuff that is popping off because we're always, even at close to 15,000 listings, we always have a shortage of like tier one awesome properties.
Good inventory. Yeah.
And I'm still seeing multiples out there on stuff. I'm still seeing stuff turn over for really, really great prices. And it just depends what it is. It really comes down to that.
It also feels like it's hit and miss in a way that's hard to predict, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. It's those really spectacular places in spectacular
locations. Yeah. Or it's like just great properties in great pockets. And that at the end of the day—
Near a park is where stuff is popping off right now.
Depends which park. But but here's the thing.
Good point.
here's the thing about, and I mean, it's funny, but so many people have been saying this on this show now is that holding out for tier one is such an interesting investment strategy. Like tier one properties really just, I mean, in hot markets, everything sell. But in this market, if you've got something great, it should move. And that's the point.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And Matt, before we cut to our conversation with Eddie Lack, this episode, of course, is sponsored by Scalina Real Estate, which is our real estate company in Vancouver. And I should say, we have, speaking of tier one, we do have a tier one
listing.
That's
all we deal with.
Yeah. So it's 11811 West 7th Avenue. This is an amazing 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And you know, it's 3 beds are the unicorn in Vancouver. And everybody that's looked for 3 bedrooms knows that, right? Especially under about 1.5 million. And this one is listed at 1,129,900.
Is that the best value for a 3-bed on the west side of Vancouver?
Absolutely it is. And it currently is under contract. We have an accepted offer, but we are looking at backup offers. And you can find that and all of our other listings at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com, where you can also check out the sold plan.
Absolutely. So head over to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. Click sell with us. You can download our most downloaded document in the history of the show. What is the sold plan, Adam?
The sold plan stands for start on launch date. It's our step-by-step guide for getting your home sold for top dollar in the shortest amount of time. It's instructional is what it is. And it's an instant download. You can just go sign up. You get the document. You can start reviewing it immediately. And sign up today. It's free and it's over at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. But Matt, without further ado,
clear the track.
It's Eddie Lack. This podcast is sponsored by Marcon, a local family-owned and managed real estate development and construction company that's been around for nearly 4 decades. Marcon is not only committed to high-quality construction, but it also is making a positive impact in the communities in which it builds, all across the Lower Mainland.
We want to highlight 2 incredible Marcon projects. Elmwood, a 38-story tower located at Burquitlam's most important intersection, Como Lake Avenue and Clark Road. This landmark tower will feature 335 condominiums, over 37,000 square feet of office and retail space, and almost 20,000 square feet of amenity space.
Elmwood has been incredibly popular with 80% sold currently, but they still have a great selection of junior one-bedroom all the way to three-bedroom homes remaining. Check out marcon.ca/elmwood for more. And Matt, we are also excited about Soane House, Marcon's newest community in West Coquitlam, with 165 homes ranging from junior one beds to three beds. Soane House offers the perfect West Coast aesthetic with a more nuanced Nordic-inspired design. Register today at marcon.ca/soanehouse. That's S-O-E-N-H-A-U-S. Or you can learn more at marcon.ca or follow them at Instagram at Marcon Homes.
Marcon, building for life.
Okay, so we're here with Eddie Lack. He is a Scottsdale luxury realtor and former Canuck, too. I got to bring that up as well. That's how a lot of people in Vancouver are going to know you, Eddie.
Yeah, and that's why they reach out to me. I feel like you're still from like the hockey connection, but I promise I am a pretty good real estate agent, too.
And Eddie, I'm sorry, I should ask you, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I obviously played hockey and was never really good enough to like stay in one spot. So me and my wife, we kind of moved every 2 years. So it was like Vancouver, Calgary, Carolina, New Jersey. And then when I played my last year, we were kind of starting to think about retirement because my hips were toast and I didn't really feel that I had that much left in the tank. So we looked at Scottsdale, Florida, or California, because I just wanted a place that was warm most of the year that I could golf and stuff. And I let my wife pick since she moved with me for my entire career. And we decided on Arizona here and bought our first house over FaceTime and haven't really looked back. So when I was rehabbing from my hip surgeries and everything, after hockey, I got my real estate license because that's always something that I've kind of been investing in while I was still playing. And I've always been interested in it and got my license 5.5 years ago now. And just like love meeting new people and everything all the time. And the problem solving that comes on a day-to-day basis with this job, right? So I think I found my next calling.
Right on. So it sounds like you were interested in real estate where you're still playing hockey.
Yeah. I bought a few rentals while I was still playing. And obviously there's not too much to do in the afternoons and stuff when you play hockey because you got the practice in the morning and then some days you have a game at night, but most days you just go home or you go to like the hotel room and stuff. And there's not really much to do, right? So I started to kind of do my own research on the rental part of real estate. And like, I've always wanted to kind of like learn as much as I can, right? And I bought my first rental in Sweden, in Stockholm, and it kind of just like snowballed from like there. And then when we moved here, we bought a few Airbnbs. So we got three Airbnbs now and do a bunch of spec homes and everything. So yeah, it's been fun.
I'm curious because you bought your first home over FaceTime and Scottsdale was like one of a few places you could go. What's your impression now having lived in Scottsdale for a while? Like, what do you like about the city and the area?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I love here is just the weather. I mean, so much because it's 110 out, but just 8-9 months out of the year where you can just spend time outside all the time. I mean, in my opinion, we probably have the best weather in North America for those 8-9 months. So just the way that you're able to spend time outside. And then I love the people here. No one is really from here. So like it is really easy to make friends and build new relationships. And then I feel like it's growing so much with great bars and restaurants and things to do in general. So those are my top three, I would say.
So Eddie, one thing that's interesting about your business, and I guess you're well known in Vancouver, but you have a number of ads in and around Vancouver about, you know, your Arizona realtor, your Scottsdale realtor. It sounds like you have a decent client base from Vancouver and BC and Canada more generally. In your mind, like, what is everybody like about Arizona? What do Vancouverites like about Arizona?
Yeah, like 80% of my business comes from Canada right now. And it wasn't that much in the beginning when I just started with COVID and everything, right? But then the last few years, it just exploded. And mostly on the development side, I have a lot of clients that are building developments down here, whether it be townhouses or single family spec homes, but they just like that there's not that many rules and regulations here. I mean, you guys just added the Airbnb ban and with the foreign buyer ban, and now you're talking about the new capital gains tax and everything for you guys. So I just feel like people in general feel that it is a lot easier to make money down here right now than what it is up there. I mean, some clients that I have that are looking for multifamily stuff here, they're doing the same in Vancouver. And when they build, I mean, it takes 4, 5, 6 years just to go through the permitting process, while it might be just like a year or like a year and a half here. So that's the draw for a lot of people. I do feel at this time, it is a little bit easier making money here.
And in terms of, so you've got people who are developing, and then do you also have people that are just looking to invest just in revenue properties as well?
Correct. I do think that unless you self-manage or you pay cash, the Airbnbs like don't really pencil in that well right now with the interest rates being that high. When just like a few years ago, I mean, you could get like a 20-25% return annually on your money, while like now we're down to like 8-10%, right? So it's not as good right now. I mean, it still beats a lot of other investments because you still get the appreciation on the property, right? It is a little bit tighter right now with the interest rates being this high.
And has your market, obviously we've had high interest rates here in Canada, and we've seen an impact on the market. How's the market doing in Arizona right now?
It's still going up. We have seen a slowdown in sales in general, but it seems like sellers have held their prices and just waited for the right buyer to come, and buyers just have had a lot more inventory to choose from. So the market's still strong. I kind of feel like right now a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen with the election and to see if interest rates drop. I know that you guys dropped just like a week or two ago. So there is a lot of money sitting on the sideline too, just kind of waiting to like see what's going to happen.
Yeah. The other difference, of course, is the 30-year mortgage.
Big difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference, yeah. Right? I feel like we've talked a lot about how that's created an environment where, you know, people either can't afford to move or it doesn't logically make sense to move. So it's kind of just put a chill on transaction volume in general. Is that part of what you're seeing?
Yeah, exactly. And I think people that are locked into their 3-3.5% interest rate here, once our interest rate starts creeping down again in the high fives, people that are tired of the house that they're in right now, or they need to upsize or downsize, I think that's kind of the magic number where those guys are going to come back into play again and sell their house and buy something else, right? So I'm thinking that's going to happen somewhere in the five.
And just thinking about, you know, that's one of the changes. It sounds like from the conversation so far, so in Arizona, it sounds like a lot of Canadians like the less regulation and kind of the ability to do what you want with your properties and the development time periods. There's the mortgage difference. Can you talk about, you know, working with people from Vancouver, what the main differences are buying real estate in Arizona? Like what they're surprised by, what the differences are?
I don't know that much about buying in Vancouver, honestly, but the mortgage is a huge different because you guys just lock in around 3 or 5 years, right? So that's the biggest difference. But I feel like that also creates a security down here that you guys don't have, right? And the other thing, if you are thinking about buying real estate here in Arizona as a Canadian, the only bit difference that you have as a Canadian compared to an American is that when you go to sell that house, you do have a withholding tax that's called a FERPTA. So basically what happened before was Canadians came down here and they bought a bunch of property, and then when they sold it, they just left and never came back. So the IRS could not get the capital gain tax. So now they withhold that tax until the next tax cycle. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be like a bigger chunk of money that's being withheld for the time that you pay taxes. There are some ways around that, depending how you structure your corporate businesses and everything. But I always say, I'm a real estate agent. I am not an accountant. You're going to have to double check that with your people. But that is the biggest thing. For an example, too, for a Canadian with not much documentation, like a credit score or anything here, you're looking at like prime plus 2 for an interest rate right now, which is not very good. I mean, you'll be in the high 8s right now. But we talked about before we jumped on the call too, RBC have been a very good outlet for us as well, because they have their U.S. program, and the rates seem to be a lot better with them compared to what we're seeing here with our lenders.
Right. So it sounds like a lot of differences, but the realtor disclaimers are the same.
Correct.
What are you noticing in terms of like any emerging trends in terms of real estate investing or any up and coming areas that you're excited about?
Yeah. So I would say the up and coming area right now that I work a lot in is in the Cactus Corridor, it's called. So in the last few years, there's an area called Paradise Valley right next to Scottsdale, and that's where all the mega mansions go up and everything. And a few years ago, you could buy land there for $1 million, and you could build for $3 million and then sell for six or seven. Well, the same lots right now are going for close to $3 million. So, like, your numbers really only makes sense if your exit is like 11 or 12 million, right? So that is a big difference from where we were a few years ago. So right next to that as well, it's called Cactus Corridor, and that's in Scottsdale. And that's the same type of situation as Paradise Valley. There's acre lots, bigger houses and everything, but those lots sell for 1.4 million instead, right? So we have seen a lot of development, and we're doing a lot of development in there. The numbers make a lot more sense because your exit is 4.5-5 million, and for that price you can't really get anything in Paradise Valley anymore. So like everyone is just starting to migrate just like a couple minutes east. So I currently have 4 projects going there right now with my GC, and that's kind of the development that I'm most excited about.
Hey everyone, pardon the interruption. We just want to take a quick minute to thank the following sponsors who make this show possible.
This podcast is sponsored by Common Ground Consulting.
Are you developing in the Lower Mainland? Common Ground Consulting is a development management and consulting company with experience in single family, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial developments.
What I love about Common Ground, Adam, is they manage the whole development process, from due diligence and feasibility reports for initial purchase of land to completing rezoning, development permits, and building permits.
They streamline the whole process with strong relationships with sub-consultants and municipalities and a deep understanding of all city requirements.
Common Ground Consulting.
feasibility and efficiency prioritized every step of the way.
Learn more at commonground-consulting.com or 604-807-6419.
We are also sponsored by Oakland Realty. This is our real estate brokerage, best brokerage in the city, hands down. If you are in the industry, a new agent, an aspiring agent, somebody just looking to make a change, new culture, new energy, new resources, head over to oakland.com/join, type in VRP 2020. That's oakland.com/join, type in VRP 2020. Not only do you get to meet Michael Morgan and the gang, the bigwigs over at Oakland, you get a huge incentive for first going to oakland.com/join, typing in VRP 2020.
Okay, so that sounds like a really good selection for somewhere like more of like somebody looking to maybe develop a luxury product or to invest in an area that is kind of a luxury area in Scottsdale. Is there anything like if somebody was maybe coming from Vancouver looking to spend maybe call it like $700,000 or $800,000 US in Arizona, like are there any pockets or anywhere that you would direct them to?
Depends if they want to Airbnb it. I mean, if they're looking, we are building a few too in Old Town Scottsdale where it's around that price range, and that's where all my Airbnbs are as well. And that's kind of what people that come visit, they want to be close to all the bars and the restaurants and everything, right? So that's kind of the area that I would focus on around that price range.
Old Scottsdale?
Old Town. Old Town Scottsdale.
Yeah, and it's like really walkable, trendy bars and restaurants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, correct.
I'm just curious, Eddie, and you might have a different, your specific situation maybe skews this question a little bit, but what are the biggest differences between Canadian and American buyers? And why I say your situation is probably everybody in Canada knows who you are and is super excited to talk to you, whereas presumably the average Arizona resident who doesn't follow hockey is like, oh yeah, this guy's just another realtor. But do you notice any kind of cultural differences in the buying process?
Yeah, I mean, you're a lot nicer and you say A at the time, you know? That's the biggest difference. No, but I love to work with my Canadian guys and I feel like I like said it as a joke, but you're all super nice, you're all super respectful, and I feel like everyone that's kind of coming down here, they've already gone through the process of buying a house or a rental property or anything up there, right? So they are more educated with the process, I feel like, when they do come down here.
Yeah, that's interesting because you're working with everybody who's buying either a secondary residence or an investment property typically, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm a little more sophisticated.
Yeah, the people that come to me, it's usually not the first house ever that they buy, right? And that kind of makes it a little bit easier for me too.
Eddie, maybe as a final question, what do you think the market does for the balance of the year? And if we're getting out the crystal ball, maybe for the next 1 to 3 years as well.
Ooh, I think that the summer here is always slow because everyone leaves. Even the real estate agent leaves. I mean, I'm gonna leave for a month because it's so hot and you kind of need a break. So we always have a slow summer market here. But I do think once fall hits and we get one or two interest cuts, which is what I predict is going to happen. It might only be like 25 points, but it's still going to excite people about buying, I think. So I'm expecting busy fall. Spring here is always crazy. And 3 years, I think that more and more people are just going to come here to visit and experience Arizona, and then they're going to want to stay because that's what I see all the time. It's. I still think that we're kind of in a hidden gem here, but it's starting to be out in the open, I think. So right. I am expecting this market to just keep going because I still think that we're kind of in the low. So
fantastic. Eddie, we do have this segment called the Five Wire, five quick questions to end the show. Do you have time to stick around for those questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
This podcast is brought to you by Spark, the new development sales and marketing platform. Adam, the stakes have never been higher for launching a condo project, and today's developers and brokerage teams need to leverage the best tools in order to hit their financing thresholds and to sell out their projects. Spark is an all-in-one sales and marketing software that includes a comprehensive CRM, inventory management, email marketing, and digital contracts. These tools are custom tailored to the pre-sale process to help you capture leads, increase inventory yield, and transact contracts seamlessly.
And here's the best part, Adam. Spark's team is headquartered right here in Yaletown, and they have over 10 years of experience in helping BC-based developers and brokers bring their projects to market.
So if you're selling a new development, you need to check out Spark at spark.re/VREP. That's spark.re/VREP. And remember, Matt, you can't light the pre-sale world on fire without a spark.
All right. So question number one, Eddie, is one book that you've read recently that you'd recommend for our listeners?
I just read The Big Leap, it's called. I really liked it. It's about, do you want me to give you an explanation what it's about or no?
Yeah, sure, sure.
I don't want to give a long answer, but it's about people reaching their upper limit problem, it's called. So when people have a lot of successes in their life and they get a lot of successes quick, our mentality puts a stop to it and we kind of start self-sabotaging ourselves a little bit. So it was a really good book that I really enjoyed.
That's a great one.
In the last few years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
Ooh, I think having kids.
a habit.
Yeah. Every day is a learning experience, and it's just been so much fun to be a part of their lives and seeing them grow up and try to be a role model for them.
Right. And Eddie, okay, question number three. What have you been binge watching lately, or a movie recommendation?
We don't watch that much TV or movies at home, but we just started with the new season of House of Dragons, the Game of Thrones series. So episode 3 just came out on Sunday, but the kids wake up so early in the morning now. So now it almost takes me three days to get through one episode, because I watch 20 minutes and then I fall asleep and then I go the next day another 20, right? So it takes a while for me to finish.
That's a great one.
Favorite band or music?
This has always been a tough question for me, but I'm going to stick with my boy Avicii, RIP. He's been my answer to this question for like the last 10 years, I feel like. So I'm going to stick with him.
Nice. And last but not least, Eddie, something that you've purchased for under $1,500 that's had a positive impact on your life recently.
$1,500. Let's see.
Probably too cheap for that billboard.
Yeah, but wait a second. In the States, exactly. 1,500 Canadian, it might be more like 1,000 American.
The billboard that I had above the porta potties at our work site, that one was under the $1,500. But I don't know if that had any positive impact on me or not. So I am going to say the charging kit that I just got for my phone, because I go through about 3 charges a day. So that has helped me save a lot of time.
You know, and just 2 quick questions, Eddie, like specific to you. I'm just wondering, from your time in the NHL, is there something you've taken from that period, whether mindset or kind of practice, that's helped you in real estate?
Yeah, I mean, and that was the hardest thing for me too when I quit hockey and I got into this. But in hockey, we have everything lined up. Like, we always have a schedule to follow, right? And now I had to make my own schedule. It's like, what the hell do I do, right? But that's been the biggest thing for me, I think, like with what I've taken from hockey, is that whatever I put into it is always what I'm going to get out. And it kind of took me about 3 years, I feel like, to really zone in on my schedule every day. But once I got that down, I feel like I've been dialed in. So
that's interesting. You never really think about that, but I guess it is almost like, it's almost like being in the military and having to adapt to,
yep,
to a different life where it's like, you got to get this plane, you got to be here for the team meal, you got the practice, whatever. But yeah, it's, there's handlers almost for guys at your level.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I mean, there, you like, if you don't do anything correctly, or like you have an off day where you don't feel like you're giving your best, there's always coaches there to pick you up, right? And now when I'm just when I'm kind of the coach and I'm kind of everything myself, you know what I mean?
Right. And as last question, 100%. Although now I feel like now I'm thinking about it from this perspective, I probably could go on for hours. You know, a lot of people talk about how stressful it is in the real estate business, whether it's the transactions, you know, generating business. But can you talk about the differences between, like, you can't find this very stressful in relation to going in front of 20,000 people and being the backstop for the whole team. Do you find it pretty easy in that regard?
Yeah, but I was actually talking to my wife about this yesterday. I mean, like, the highs and lows that you have in real estate with the minefield that you got to go through with every transaction, right? Like, it's kind of the same thing as it was in hockey with the highs and lows, right? So, like, you get really, really high after a win, and then you're really, really low after a loss, and you're pissed and everything, right? And it's kind of the same thing in real estate. And I feel like the best thing that you can do is just stay more even keel and know that there are going to be highs and lows and not let them affect you too much, you know, because like a lot of the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis here, if there's problems or mistakes, they're usually not something that we've done. It's just stuff that comes up throughout every transaction. So that's another thing that I've been trying to take with me from hockey. It's just like, try not to get too down and too hard on yourself when stuff happens, and try not to be too high when things are going too well, because something's always going to knock you down eventually.
I love that. And yeah, it's almost like you can only control what you can control, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And Eddie, people, I mean, I think a lot of people in Vancouver probably already are following you, but how can people follow what you're up to in Scottsdale, or if they want to get in touch with you?
So I do most of my real estate stuff on Instagram, so it's at EddieLack31, Twitter at EddieLack. My website is EddieLack.com, so everything is kind of the same. So yeah, those are the ways to get in contact with me, and yeah. I love my Canadians. If anyone is interested in investing down here, I'd love to help out. I don't think there's another agent that knows more down here in Arizona than me about helping Canadians. So yeah, I'd love to help out.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Eddie. That was great.
And to all the agents out there, all your clients reach out to me away from you. I would love to send a referral to you. Get in contact.
Right on. Well, thanks again, Eddie. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
Okay, take care. So there you have it, folks. Our discussion with Scottsdale luxury realtor, Eddie Lack.
Isn't Eddie kind of at the end of the track? When you say clear the track, it's Eddie Lack. It's kind of like he's the goalie.
I feel like
clear the track is a guy who's coming in.
Yeah, that's, I think,
it's
why
Rock'em Sock'em.
I think that's why it was Eddie Shack. Yeah.
So this is awkward. Do we have to redo the intro?
The backstop.
Yeah, no. He's the backstop. But man, it was fun having him on the program. And we had some technical difficulties. And that guy, super good energy about him. He's just a
He's a positive guy.
And some really good jokes trying to figure out the technical difficulties. Eddie is a funny guy.
He's a funny guy and doing an interesting business down in Scottsdale.
Totally. And crushing it, which is awesome to see. And anyways, if you do need your real estate help in Arizona, what better? I mean, you get to hang out with a former Canucks goalie.
And he knows his stuff.
And he knows his stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Matt, what else do we have before we cut for the day?
What else do we have? We have VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. Head over to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com for all things real estate related. Things like the Live Wire. This is where the stats went out yesterday.
Yes.
Two people immediately got in touch to talk about them. We have those sales ratios Adam was talking about. They go out on the Live Wire as well. We have VIP pre-sale access, deal of the month. There's basically no reason why you shouldn't be on the Live Wire.
Totally.
We also have, of course, tried and true, private client services.
Yeah, Matt, if you're not using PCS, you are standing still while the rest of us power walk by. You get sold prices, days on market. You basically get realtor level information for free. It's available at your fingertips over at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. This truly is the best way to be monitoring the market. You get sold prices really in real time, which is awesome. So you get to know what your neighbors are selling for. If you're looking for a listing, you're updated first. Best way to kind of monitor the market and make sure that you're staying on top so that you can buy one of those tier one properties.
Exactly. Find out what's sitting and what's moving in summer 2024. It's a good time to be monitoring. Adam, I think that's all.
Yeah, Matt. How can people get in touch?
They can get in touch at any time, 778-847-2854 or matt@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Or you can try me at 778-866-4574 or adam@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
And of course, we have that Kokomo line info at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Well, have a great week. Enjoy this amazing weather. Man, Vancouver pops in the summer. I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the week.
Have you been to Third Beach or are you just spending all your time at Rec?
I'm actually heading there. My wife and her sister's in town. They're going there today.
Third Beach?
That's right.
Oh, man. I haven't been to Third Beach in a long time, but...
It's the best.
Have a great day, I guess. What are we doing?
Take care.
Finish this conversation. Yeah. Bye.
2,000 Faces for Radio. Subscribe today.